Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is holding in chapter 3, Perek Gimel of Tanit, and we are at Mishnah Dalet, number 4. V'chen ir, and also a city, Shiyesh ba Dever, that God forbid there is a plague in the city, O Mapolet, or buildings are falling down. The Bartner notes that this is when healthy, strong, structurally sound buildings fall down, but if buildings were, you know, leany and creaky and getting old anyway, you understand they had no building codes back then, and sometimes Nebuch buildings did collapse. So if it was buildings that were known to be in bad shape, that's not a siman min hashamayim. There's a famous Gemara, a young boy went up a ladder to do a mitzvah, and Nebuch fell and died, and they ask, how could this happen? He was doing a mitzvah. And then they said, but we knew that ladder was, you know, they knew that ladder was rickety and worn out, and they shouldn't, you know, even if you're being protected with a mitzvah, don't go up a ladder that's already wearing out and breaking. So anyway, Otsa Ha'ir, that very city, Mit'one Umatrat, should immediately start fasting and blowing the shofar with the stringent fast. Ochosvi Vateya, the villages around the city, Mit'anut Velomatriot, they should start fasting, but not yet blowing shofar. Rabbi Kiva says the opposite, like he said yesterday, matriot, they should blow the shofar, sound an alarm, velo mit anot. They should model it after Rosh Hashanah, where we blow shofar, but we still eat. Now, the Mishnah seeks more specificity. Ezehu dever, what is a pestilence, a plague, a communicable disease that we really are worried about to cause immediate response? Ir shemotzia chamesh meot ragli, this is when a city has 500 men who go out on their feet, basically meaning what we call in the Torah, when we counted the 600,000 Jews, they were counted from age 20 to 60. We're talking about men in the prime of their life. There are obviously more than 600,000, probably 2 or 3 million Jews in the Midbar, but we're talking about the men who would go out on foot to join the army and to do public works. These are men aged 20 to 60 who are strong and healthy. V'yotsu mimenu shlosha meitim, b'shlosha yomim ze achar ze. And from these 500 men of the population, strong, healthy men, 3 of them went out and died on 3 days, one after another. So you had 3 casualties over 3 days from the same disease. Hare ze dever. This counts as a plague that we immediately start to fast and blow shofar on. And it's not that these men had the disease and they got in a car accident, or had the disease and they got, something unfortunately happens. They died from the disease. So the Gemara is mechalek. It's not just a disease and people happen to randomly be dying from other causes. It's strong, healthy men died of the disease. And of course, it's a reminder what we saw a few years ago. It's really important to have actual valid numbers and statistics when there are diseases. There are diseases all the time. Nebuch, every year, countless people pass away from the flu and complications thereof. And it's important to have numbers because people can get very anxious and very afraid if they think, kulanu metim, as the Egyptians said, they thought they were all going to die. People get very, very anxious about this. So it's important for health officials to have accurate statistics when these things happen. And the Mishnah concludes, pachot mikon, if you have less than 3 people dying, one after another out of 500, ein ze dever. This does not count as a plague. Obviously, they might need to call the doctor and consult the local Navi and Chacham and doctors and see if there's something they can do about it, but it's not a plague that the whole community fasts over. Mishnah hey, al elu matriin bekol mekom. And on these type of situations, we blow the shofar anywhere and everywhere, meaning everywhere they hear about this situation. Al shidofon, the ol hayirokon. Shidofon is winds that blow so strongly they cause a blight, they cause the crops to die or to lose all their seeds. Yirokon is loshon, a yorek is like yellow, so it could be a sort of an infection or a fungus that causes the plants to change their color. Al ha'arbe v'al ha'chasil, these are 2 different kinds of locusts that chew through the crops. The arbe is famous for one of the plagues in Mitzrayim in Egypt. V'al chaya raw, on evil animals, on bad animals. Gemara says that's when they come during the day. It's normal for wild animals to be out at night, but if they're coming out during the daytime, then that's even worse. That's a significant problem. That's not the norm. Here in Baltimore, we know there's certain areas of town you don't want to go at night, but they're considered okay during the day. So if they become not okay during the day even, then you know that you got to start fasting and blowing the shofar. The olecherev, and on the sword. This means there's invading forces, invading armies, or armed bandits, armed robbers on the highway. That's a very big danger. Matrin Oleho. So we start blowing the shofar anywhere you hear about this. Mipneish hi maka mechalechet. This is not just a maka, not just a plague, not just a disaster, but it's a moving disaster. You understand, the locusts can move, the wind blights and the fungus can spread, and of course the invading armies or bandits or mafia, they can move around from city to city to find more victims. So blowing the shofar, it's not just an arousal to repentance, but it's also a practical matter of informing people of the dangers that are out there at this time. We should all be saved from such things. Yashar kochachem and zay gesund.